Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today we're doing a teaching about pray without ceasing. This will be an ongoing teaching, and we will be teaching every day for a few days on this. And if you'd like to have this teaching in its fullness, if you'd call our ministry center, we will give you that number at the end of the show. All of our teachings are free and postpaid. So praise the Lord Jesus. We hope you enjoy the teaching on pray without ceasing.
And He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Doesn't that sound just like a grandmother? That's what you would be doing to those grandbabies and your children. If they all would walk up and say, Mom or Grandma, we want to bless you. We want to tell you how much we love you, Mom or Grandma. Well, you couldn't keep your hands off of them, could you? Yeah. What do you want? I'll fix you anything you want for supper tonight. What do you want? Yeah, I know how that works. Yeah, praise the Lord. And some of those grandbabies learn that too. When they come in, they love and they bring, oh, they do, oh, they can't, they want to get close to Grandma. And then Grandma says, oh, I know you like your potatoes mashed, and I know you like your fried. Would you like both kinds? Yes, and Grandma makes them both ways. You get fried potatoes and mashed potatoes, because one grandbaby likes them one way, the other likes them the other way. She does anything she can to make those kids happy, and the more they bless her, the more they love her, the more she loves doing those good things for them. And this is the same way God is. And He says He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouth with good things. I mean, and He does, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, when you see people that are doing what God says, when you see those people get 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, they don't look their age. They look younger. Now, you have somebody that comes and they walk in and you think, boy, this guy looks like he's 70 or 80, maybe even older. And maybe they got sickness, disease, cancer, maybe they've smoked, maybe they've drank, maybe they run around with a ball, maybe they had fights, maybe they got a lot of teeth missing, everything else. And you say, goodness gracious, how old are you? He says, 48. I mean, I have that happen to me. Wow. You're 48 and you're in this kind of a shape? Wow. With what? When you start checking these people out, you find out they have lived a rough, wicked life. They have not lived the life that served God, that read His Word, that went to church, that loved and worshiped and walked in love. They've not lived there. So when the Word of God says that sin brings forth death, it starts out way back there. So if you knew that when you started sinning, it was going to start bringing forth death, what would you do if you knew that was true? You'd stop sinning, wouldn't you? But see, the Word of God tells us that. It tells us that all over the place. So since the Bible tells us these things, why do we continue to go out and sin if we know it's going to bring forth death? It's amazing, isn't it? In fact, while we're there in Psalms, go back just a few pages and let's hit just a little bit on this magnificent chapter of Psalms 91. This is such an awesome, powerful thing. And if you don't read this real often, you need to. Because how often did the Lord say you're the high, what are you supposed to, how long are you supposed to meditate on this book? Day and night. Is that one out of every 7 days? That's seven out of seven, isn't it? So the more we meditate on the Word, the more the Word of God becomes alive to us, and the more we hear Him, and then we begin to obey Him. Now, when we really meditate on this psalm, I mean, there's one woman I know, when I spoke in their church, there's one woman that I know has written a thick book. It's about that, I think it's 180 or 90 pages, and the whole book is about 16 verses in the Word of God. 16 verses. How in the world can you write a book that thick over 16 verses? Well, there's a whole lot more in here than you think. So when you meditate on this, look at what he says in Psalm 91. And because people don't do this, this is why people are sick. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, I don't think we understand what it means to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. The secret place of the Most High. That's walking in total obedience to His Word. If you're abiding in the secret place, somebody comes in and says, we heard you on television, and we hear you have a healing ministry, and we want to be healed. I said, well, are you a Christian? Oh, yeah. When did you get saved? Well, I don't know. I've always been a Christian. No, there ain't nobody always been a Christian. Nobody was always a Christian. Everybody was born in sin. Everybody's father was a devil, and you had to come to God and get saved by faith in His Word. And if you haven't done that, then you're still lost. So you accept Jesus by faith. And my next question is, well, where do you go to, do you go to church? Well, yes, but not as much as I should. I didn't ask that. I just said, did you go to church? Yes. Well, where do you go to church? Well, it's a church over on the east side of town. What street's it on? Well, I don't remember. Well, then what's the name of the church? I don't remember that either. What's the pastor's name? Well, I don't know. Now, how often do you think they go to church? That's not living or dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God. You know that? But see, we think we're okay because we go to church on Christmas and Easter maybe a few more times, maybe once a month. We think we're okay. No, that's not okay. Did you know you can go to church every Sunday and still not be okay with God? How many days a week did He tell you to meditate on His Word again? Every day and night. So if you only give Him one day, Sunday, you think He's happy with you? I don't think so. That's not dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Now, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High is doing what He said, spending time with Him every day. I'm going to tell you that couple we just got married off. I'm going to tell you what, I bet you for a few days you wouldn't be able to get them apart. You know what? I mean, I bet you they got in the car, and I bet you the minute they got in the car, that she put her arms around him, and I bet she's locked around him right now. You know? I mean, she wants to get close to him, doesn't she? And he wants to get close to her. See, that's what God wants you and me to do to Him. He wants us to be on a honeymoon with Him 24/7. Not like it was the first day or the first week. Now, of course, Cheryl gives me a hard time. She said, we got married, and I gave her one day and 4 hours of honeymoon, and I put her on the road to work. Was that what it was? Or was it 5 hours? I forgot.
4 hours.
You got it down. One day and four hours honeymoon, and she said, on the road back to work preaching, and she said, I couldn't believe this guy would only give me one day and 4 hour honeymoon.
Yeah, I drove 8 hours to
Hopkins. But, I mean, after that, I was with her, see? I was in the same car with her. Yeah, well, that's the way every man should treat his wife. We got there at 4 o'clock in the morning. I made her get up at 8 o'clock. We had to be at church at 9 o'clock, and then we went to dinner with the pastor and his wife. And she thought, "Oh goodness, after dinner, I'm going to go home and cry." She said, "I'm dead." But I said, "No, honey, there's a family that needs to be ministered to, and so we're going to have to go over there." And we went over there, and of course, ministered to a family until just time for church. Went back to church at night. And prayed and taught the Word of God for 2 or 3 hours. And then the very first lady we got to pray with had been in a wheelchair 8 years, and Cheryl got to see her walk off right there. So that made all that worthwhile for that lady. Wow, she said, this is awesome. But let me tell you, when we got back on that night, when she hit the sack, let me tell you, she's crashed for 12 hours. She's out. Oh, goodness gracious. But anyway, it's amazing the life of a pastor. Poor pastor's wives. I feel sorry for those girls. Oh, goodness. But anyway, it has some good points and some busy points, doesn't it, honey? We work lots of long hours. But it's okay, because we get to see God do lots of wonderful things, too. We do get to see Him lots of wonderful things. And so, and He gives us, and I kid her, I tell her, I said, you know, we got married. We're still on the honeymoon. I told her it's no big deal, you know. We're still on the honeymoon. But I don't think my idea of a honeymoon and hers were the same, so. But at least we get to be together most of the time. Now then, that couple that left here a while ago, I'm going to tell you for sure that young man, they're both right at 40 years of age. And he has never been married. And he's a virgin. a man, 40 years old, and a virgin. Isn't that going to be awesome? His life's going to change today. Yep, his life's going to change. But life is good with a mate. God made a man and a woman to be together. And God says in his word through the Apostle Paul, the relationship that I want with you is the same relationship as a husband and a wife in an intimate relationship. And when Paul's talking about that, then he goes on and he says, I'm really not talking about a man and a woman having sex. I'm talking about a man or a woman in an intimate relationship with the Christ. That's what I'm talking about. You can't get no closer to your mate than you are when you're involved in a sexual relationship with your mate. That's as close as you can get to them. You're literally together. But Paul says that's the way it should be between you and Jesus. You should have that kind of an intimate relationship with the King 24/7. What a relationship, huh? If you could stay with the King like that in his word 24/7. That's when he says in his word in John 15:7. Anybody know what the Lord says in John 15:7? If my words abide in you, and you abide in me, then you can ask me, what? Anything you want to, like grandmother over here. When them little grandbabies and children abide in you like that, when they're hugging on you and telling you how much they love you and thanking you, they're abiding in you. And then they really don't have to ask for anything. You ask them what they want. Is that right, young lady? Sure. That's the way it is. Well, why do you think some of us get things from God when we ask Him and some of us don't? Some of us come up to God and the devil's beat up on us. And we've not abided in Him. We've not studied His Word. I mean, to give you an example, you're a married man. What do you think would happen today, that couple that we just made a while ago, if they go have a week-long honeymoon?
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching, but we'll start right there tomorrow. We hope you're enjoying this teaching on Pray Without Ceasing. It will be a continuing, ongoing teaching. And if you would like to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106. We will be happy to send you this teaching in its entirety, free and postpaid. Now then, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order all of these teachings. We have many, and they're free and postpaid. And you can find many other interesting things on our website. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise the King.